Good morning. So now that I have you under the 180 degree new direction mindset, let's talk about dynamic route optimization. Well, again, the Postal Service is trying to be efficient in the manner in which they address what we used to call dispatch discipline. When we talk about the DRO, dynamic route optimization, you got to understand, and let me say this to you, okay? I talk with management, and I talk with personnel involved in it. Again, I'd like to understand, I feel I need to understand some of these concepts that the post office are now putting in play, for lack of a better phrase, because as a local president, I'm going to have to be aware of these so I know how to address them when it pertains to my membership. So this is why I have a concern in this topic. But before we talk about it, there's three key parts that make this concept flow. And one is the RPG. And the RPG is what the Postal Service calls the run plan generator. Now, let me tell you, you might not understand the acronym RPG, but if you work on the bundle sorter, the apps, the SPSS, you ever notice that even if the machine isn't set up, management is going to start that machine? Well, excuse me. That's a direct result of your RPG. If the RPG says they should be running state's program at 1300, 1 o'clock, however they define it, and at 1 o'clock, if that machine isn't set up, they're going to push that button and start that machine, and then you got to run around and push all the pause buttons. But on paper, it is that important that they start on time. And if they don't start on time, well, I'm not privy to any of the meetings, but I'm sure it's not a very pleasant meeting that they're going to have with an MDO or someone else. So I wanted to illustrate that run plan generator is what moves everything in that building, whether they're properly staffed or not. If that run plan generator says you're starting at 8 o'clock, well, I used the first issue on the run plan generator to demonstrate a mail handler case, but let's take that run plan generator back to automation. If that machine is supposed to start and there's not two personnel there, well, one person's going to start it. And guess what? I understand your contract says one person can at startup and close down. I'm talking to APWU members right now. But I guarantee you that one person who starts it, more times than not, is the same one person who finishes it. So, again, that's how vital the run plan generator is in the overall operational plan at Columbus, Ohio, and I'm certain everywhere else. The next key category or part for the dynamic route optimization is the TMS. And don't confuse this TMS with what we commonly call TMS as in trade management system. This TMS is the transportation management system. Now, it talks about trip departures, and if the RPG is functioning properly, well, let's follow these two parts for a second. The RPG is going to forecast mail volumes, run times, complete times, while it feeds information to the TMS, your transportation management system, and then they're going to start building departure times for trips. So again, it sounds very automated. Don't know why the post office don't seem to be able to make it happen like it should, but so far, if you look at the concept of forecasting mail and forecasting transportation based on mail, you gotta like the concept. In the last key part of the dynamic rail optimization will be transportation. Now, again, trips are supposed to be dispatched according to manifest. And what I mean by that, drivers are gonna be prepared to execute new routes. So in other words, when this dynamic route optimization concept is fully engaged and pumping on all cylinders, dispatch times will change. There won't be a set 3 o'clock we dispatch Upper Arlington. No, based on mail volume that has started from the RPG through the TMS right into transportation, trips will be set up based on that data. Now, if you'll notice on our platforms, they have all these TVs out there with usually cities or and then you see multiple columns with numbers in them. Well, if you ever look at those TVs, what's supposed to happen is, again, when the DRO is working properly, and again, this is just from my understanding from talking to management in Columbus, the containers that will go on a truck will post on that screen, and based on enough mail being available for a trip, a dispatch will be created for a driver to come pick that mail up and dispatch that mail. That's my understanding of what will take place when this dynamic rail optimization concept is fully engaged. Now that I've given a quick overview of what I believe the DRO is, and let me tell you, the post office, they've got flyers hanging all over the building or in certain locations in the building breaking down or explaining what I'm saying to you now. But you might ask yourself, well, if that's something the post office is doing, how does that affect me as an employee? And that brings me to this issue we must address as concerned employees, and that's scanning of the mail. Now, when I say scanning of the mail, I mean, again, we have to be meticulous from the time that mail hits the platform coming off a truck. If every department is scanning mail properly, then that will allow the proper data to be sent to the RPG, which now generates run times, which now talks to the TMS and sets up dispatch based on availability as opposed to dispatch of just standard practice.
If it takes you longer to scan the mail,
so when we have
just
to
take longer.
First of all, let me say that it has already been agreed from all unions all employees
will scan the mail.
That's not an issue.
So let it
okay,
be
okay. I mean, how we got there,
so let
that's
it
a
be
topic
done.
For another conversation, because it definitely seems like based on job assignments, that should be a function of the clerks, but I'm not going to entertain that right now. So we're there. We all scan mail. So since we all have the responsibility of scanning mail, how about if we all become a little more conscious and make sure we have a scanner and make sure we scan? Because let me tell you, based on the given factors of it's part of our job now, I don't understand why we shouldn't always be scanning at 100%. Well, let's just say 99.8 because it's postal equipment, and as we know, it's going to malfunction. But the malfunction should not come on the part of the employees. If scanning is a part of our job duties and responsibilities, then let's do it a lot with a lot more attention to detail. Because again, instead of looking at it as something bad, if we scan at 100%, we may be able to send enough data, even though I'm aware that when you're scanning mail, you're scanning volume, but that volume may be generated into additional employees. That volume may be generated to the point that if they understand I need to move 1 million pieces a day, then they may also understand that in order for me to do that consistently, I need a total of 1,000 employees, and 725 just won't cut it. So this is why it is paramount. And again, as a mail handler and as a union member, I would ask all employees, man, let's tighten up on that. And if you're supposed to, if you are responsible for moving mail from point A to point B, and it requires a scan, well, come on, let's stop taking that shortcut. Sign out your scanner and make sure we scan all the mail all the time. Now, just so we're certain that Ken Hodge has not slipped back into management, let me say to the union, this is where you have to get active, because if you start filing grievances on the not staffing the delivery barcode sorters properly as per contract, if you start filing grievances on creating unsafe work environments because you're starting a machine up because it's not staffed properly, mail sometimes falling on the floor, if we become active as union members, now while we're reporting this volume through our 100% scanning, we're also showing headquarters that we need more employees here. We're showing headquarters that the volume and the data you're getting with the RPGs starting on time is manipulated data, because even though they're starting on time, they're not putting any volume or any throughput on that machine for another 20, 25 minutes, because that's how long it's going to take to set it up. So now, if headquarters wants to be efficient, and I'm talking postal headquarters, if they want to be really efficient and use the information the way it was intended, then they would staff properly so that they could start on time and capture all the volume that they needed. And again, then they could show, again, the concept of dynamic route optimization is a viable concept, but it won't be, because the post office has taken a silent vow that they're never going to staff properly. And because they refuse to do that, no matter what it is they bring into fruition, it's not going to happen. And the fact that I, like so many others, realize this and say that it's sad, this is where we are more days than not. This is our livelihood. And let me tell you, I don't say that every day you go to work it should be a party, but every day you go to work, you shouldn't have to drag yourself to work. And again, all that could be changed, but just some simple, hey, let's take care of the employee concepts. So, I drifted off into on that little tangent because, again, the Postal Service, if you would do the right thing, based on what you agreed to do at national levels, we could have a very nice work environment. And when I say nice, I mean nice and productive. But, you know, if I was to just sum it up, I would say unions, we have to get more active. Again, we do. We have to not become complacent with the fact that management violates so often that it's now normal. Okay, we have to get to the point where if you violate five times, I'm going to file on you five times. And I know it might sound like rhetoric, but if we don't fight that fight, then we become just like the management that we are there to regulate. We become like the management that we're there to ensure compliance with. So again, we can't get complacent. But, you know, this dynamic route optimization, again, in a concept, it sounds like it could be a great thing. But whether it is or it is not, it brings me back to our scanning. And as we want to close this podcast, my final message would be, hey, listen, let's get our scans up to 100%. This has got nothing to do with management, as far as I'm concerned. This has got to do with the craft of employees doing what it is that we do. Yeah, and I'm not really trying to juggle words here. I am sincere when I say, let's get up to 100%, not for management, but for us. Hey, let's have a great day, and I'll talk to you another day.
180 degree, new direction.